Hello, and welcome to Richard's Roundup for October 2025, compiled and presented by me, Richard Foster, and issued by Wealden Talking News. Nice to be back. If you receive this recording on a USB memory stick sent through the post, you will find it is tracked indexed, so you can select tracks. If there's something you want to miss out, you can press the forward track button. Something you want to go back and hear again, press the previous track button. And I hope that you find this feature useful. Here are our contact details. If you want to ring the studio in Heathfield, where this material is handled, the number there is 01435 862 304. It's an answering machine, and if you leave your message, including your name and contact phone number, we'll get back to you. That would be, for instance, if you wanted to perhaps go away and you would won't want it for a week or a month or whatever, or if you want to recommend the magazine or any of our other recordings to people, just leave details on the answer phone in Heathfield, and thank you very much indeed. You can also email, which is as follows: studio@wealdentalkingnews.org.uk, and Wealden is Wealden. If you need any further details, please contact me. My contact details are as follows. I'll just at this point give a contact telephone number or two. I'll give you a couple. The old landline number, which is not attached to a phone at all, is an old Crowborough number for my piano tuning service. I don't do much work down in Sussex now, but the phone line is still operating, although it's not attached to anything. The number there, 01892 653 173, or you can contact my mobile number. I'll give you the most reliable one, which is, or the most well-known one anyway, 07 717 266 490, and I'll repeat my contact details at the end of the competition slot, and I'll also at this point give you my email address, which is mrrafoster@gmail.com. That's mrrafoster@gmail.com, but there is no dot between the two R's at the beginning of that email address. Thank yous. I'd like to thank everyone at the Heathfield Studios and everyone who handles these recordings so that you can hear them. So that's Mike Hollis at the studio, and all the copiers and all the distributors and the people who sort the labels in the wallets and everything like that, and also to anyone involved in putting the material so that you can get it on your smart speaker. That's Alexa smart speaker. You can get it on that, and also for putting it on our website. And of course, now we have a podcast, so wherever you are in the world, you can get us. And to get that, it is Magazine Matters. We issue several magazines, and if you want to specify this one on its own, you would say Magazine Matters Richard's Roundup podcast, and you should get it. Competition slot. The September competition was rather popular, which is good because I've got a few similar ones to that. There'll be a similar one this time, then it'll be different next time, and then we'll go back to these collective noun ones. So the September competition, what is a connective noun for a group of ladybirds? The answer is a loveliness of ladybirds. And that was got by David Clark, Clary Thold, Jane Phillips, and a female listener in Heathfield whose name, unfortunately, I was unable to get from the message. You did say it, but unfortunately, the quality on my phone was sadly lacking. I'm really sorry about that. But anyway, well done to all who got it right. And now for this October competition. And there's no prize, it's just a bit of fun, and you get a mention. You just ring me up, give me the answer, give me your name. And if you want me to get back to you, leave your phone number and I will do so, or an email address with it spelt out and I will do so. Otherwise, you'll probably know if you've got it right anyway, and your name will appear on the November edition. So that's how it works. That's just for the benefit of new listeners. And here is the competition, and it is as follows. What is the collective noun for ravens? Now, ravens, I will give you a little warning about that. If you ask your smart speaker, you might get the right answer or the wrong one, because I always test these things, and I actually got, when I first tested it, the wrong one. And I knew it was a different bird, was the answer they gave. So I then asked for that, and they gave that answer. And then I went back to ravens, and that time they got it correct. So if you ring me up with that wrong answer, I will know what's happened. And obviously I can't accept it as a right answer because it isn't. But I would at least tell you that that's what it's done, and then you just have another go. And at the smart speaker, and if it gives you a different answer, that's probably going to be the correct one. Mind you, you could just ask a family member or a friend or your mate down the pub. It doesn't matter. You might know, of course, and that's absolutely fine. So as long as you ring up with the correct answer, it doesn't matter at all how you got it. If the answer's right, then you will be credited. So to enter the competition, please phone the old phone number, which is a Crowborough number, not attached to anything, it's just in the cloud, 01892 653 173, or my most well-known mobile number, 07717 266 490. That's a Vodafone number, if that makes any difference to you. Or you can email mrrafoster@gmail.com, mrrafoster@gmail.com, and hope you enjoy having a go. Thank you for the people who got in touch and said how much you'd enjoyed all the different things me and Amanda spoke about last time. Amanda will be on this time, not such a long magazine at all, but hopefully there'll still be something on here that you like, including, possibly, or possibly not, the next item. Richard's Reflection. This is just my little thing. If I've got something that's come up that I want to comment on, it does not necessarily recommend or even represent the opinions of anybody else, and certainly doesn't represent Wealden Talking News as a whole. It's just my reflection. You might agree with it, you might not agree with it. It might annoy you, it might please you, I don't know. I might be in a minority of one with this one, but I will say I am proud of the way our country has, over many generations, offered sanctuary to refugees, and I hope we continue to do so. As far as I'm concerned, obviously, you know, they have to come in because they actually need to, or because there's a good reason to. But if it's simply that they want an opportunity to have a better life, I don't have a problem with that at all. And I really love the fact that we've got people from all sorts of backgrounds and countries here now. I think it's made the country far more interesting. And I just love it. Maybe it's because I'm very fond of food and I like some of the food that I've got to eat over the years. I am deeply ashamed by some of the attitudes I hear and the fact that people don't seem to have any memory or take any account of what's happened in the past. My goodness, over various generations there's been a lot of nasty things done to our Jewish population, and yet you have added so much to our society, done so much good and made life so much more interesting, and founded all kinds of businesses. I could say that because obviously as a piano tuner, many of our piano makers in this country were of Jewish origin and had a lot of Jewish people working for them. And my goodness, okay, yes, I've got to admit, at times we did make some terrible pianos, but we also made some very, very good ones, and I'm very proud of those. So I just say thank you very much, and as far as I'm concerned, I just love you all, unless you do nasty stuff. Then I don't love you, but it doesn't matter, you know, whether you were born here or whether you came here. If you go around abusing children and that sort of stuff, then no, I'm not going to be liking that, am I? But if you come here and you work and you make our country such a much more interesting place, then I absolutely love it. And that is my reflection. Here's my reaction to a recent football commentary broadcast, and Amanda, I can tell you, absolutely agrees with me, because I spoke to her about it earlier today. We were listening to the excellent BBC Radio 5 Live commentary on the Scotland-Belarus match yesterday afternoon. That's Sunday the 12th of October, and it was very interesting. Scotland did win, and we were very pleased about that. And under the circumstances, we thought that Scotland played really remarkably well. And that was the impression we got from the commentator and summariser. And yet, on BBC Radio Scotland this morning, going through the reaction in various newspapers, I couldn't believe they were listening to and watching the same match that we were, because they were saying how terrible Scotland was, and oh, the manager he shouldn't be happy with anything that happened. The one vital thing nobody mentioned in the press was the nearness that match was to the Greece match. Greece match Thursday evening, Belarus match Sunday afternoon. So they only had two clear days between. And it was a very tough match against Greece, which again Scotland won. Am I allowed to be happy? Well, I am. If Greece had won, I'd be happy for them, if not for Scotland. But Scotland won. And, you know, the two so close together. The players must... They said, oh, they looked as if they were a bit tired. I should jolly well think they would be a bit tired, not just physically, but mentally. So that was our reaction to it. We might be in a minority of two, but no, we can't be. It must be a minority of four at least, because the commentator and summariser definitely seem to be of our mind as well. So here's hoping that Scotland will carry on going on from strength to strength. I say that as a resident of Scotland. I do not wish ill to England or any of our other countries at all. There was a time I wasn't very keen on England because they had this very attitude that they were just great and it didn't matter what they did and they were entitled to win everything. And I didn't like that at all. But I think those days are behind us. We're not like that now, I don't think. Some of the media might be like it, but I don't think the football team is like it, or any of our other sports team. And of course, my big game that I really like is cricket. And we've got some test matches coming up in the winter, so I shall be following those with interest. Another correct competition entry has come in from David Waller. Thanks very much for getting in touch, David. Always lovely to hear from you, and well done. Amanda is here now. Hello.
Hello.
Mrs. Foster. Yes.
Yeah, that's me.
Welcome back. Well, we've been on our travels.
We have again.
We had a whole week away, didn't we?
We did, because we had to.
The Wealden Talking News Trustees meeting, mm-hmm. and then that was on the Wednesday. On the Saturday in London, there was our Piano Tuners Council meeting at the restaurant. We always enjoy that.
With
a bonny new member.
Yes.
Yes,
Jenny. One that Richard suggested.
Yes.
No surprise there, then.
And no. Give me any opportunity and I'll get a bonny lady involved.
Yeah.
So, yes. And she's going to be very good. Yes. So, we enjoyed that. And then between the two on the Thursday, because we had an odd day to use up, we went to a winery.
We did.
In Staplehurst.
It was lovely.
It was rather a long way, about an hour each way.
But it was worth it, though.
It was. Yeah, it was worth 168 quid.
Yeah,
plus quite. 100 to go on the tour, but it was very good. Yes. So we're hoping we might get an interview. Oh, I've just had a thought. Do you think Wealden Talking News will pay a taxi fare?
No,
I don't think so. But that might or might not happen. But actually, what we've come on to talk to you about is nothing to do with any. I mean, the trustees meeting was fine.
It was
no problems.
It was good
anyway.
To see all the committee people. Well,
yes.
Actually, there was a few not there.
Yes, but including our chairman. Mm-hmm. So his deputy, the vice. Oh, she's a voice lady. She's a lovely lady.
Heather,
yeah, she was good. It was really good. It was good fun.
It was.
Yeah. Yes. There's just one sad thing. I know she's got, I don't know whether it's one or more than one golden retriever, and she doesn't bring the dog in, which of course I would have liked.
Aww.
But because when I was first a trustee, Hazel and Jack were two of the trustees, and they always brought their dog, a little spaniel. And do you know what? That behaved as well as any really good guide dog would. You would not have known there was a dog there. It was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you'd have liked it because it was very soft.
Oh.
Yes. So, that was all fine. And as I say, everything else was fine. But what we're actually going to talk a bit about is how fortunate we were on the train journey back.
Oh.
Lovely. A couple sat opposite us, and we got
from London.
Yeah, from London all the way to Aberdeen. They were going to Aberdeen, and it was some parallels with us, really, amazingly.
There were.
Yeah, because he was originally from England, and his wife is Aberdonian.
Yes,
and he moved up to Aberdeen to be with a lady,
but not that one.
Not that one. Apparently, it didn't work out. And then, when he was back down in Sussex, I think it was Brighton.
Yes, I think so.
He met this lady from Aberdeen. And so, obviously, she was in Aberdeen, and he'd got a house in Aberdeen, and they got on. So, yes.
So they married.
They married, and
wait a minute. No, did they get married the same year?
I think they did, yes. I think that's
right.
It's
quite ironic. They got married the same year we did.
Yes, yeah.
Which is very ironic.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and as soon as they got on the train, they said, you know, if you need any help,
absolutely brilliant. They just got common sense.
Yeah.
I bet they hadn't been on a visual awareness course. But
no,
they just got common sense, you know. You need any help? And what was really good, our cases were different sizes. Amanda's was a big one, and Mama's a little one. And the lovely chap Gary, who assisted us onto the train,
he
put the two cases together. And
you wasn't supposed
you're not
to do
really
that.
Supposed to put the little ones there, and so was it the conductor who was coming round and said about it and said, "Oh, this blue case is in the that shouldn't be there. That can go sort of behind the seat or on the shelf above the seat." I think it was behind the seat. It went, and then. After a couple of seconds, the couple said, "Oh, is that one of your cases?" I said, "I've no idea what colour it is." I said, "But it's got my name on it." And she had a quick, so then she sort of said, "Excuse me," she said, "we found the owner of the blue case. He's quite happy for you to move it." they were just so lovely and natural, weren't they?
Oh, they were, and they got both of the cases before the they got off the train at Aberdeen, yes, and they alerted the assistants
to make sure they'd be coming on.
Somebody was there. Yeah. Was so nice.
Yeah.
And we were able to sort of talk to them a bit on the train too. And
yeah,
they helped, or at least the lady did for me to go to the toilet.
Yes. And
which was really good.
When I, because I, me being an older chap, I had to go rather more often. So I was the first one to go, and the chap said, and I said, if you could just make sure I get back to my seat. I said, I'll fine, because I know exactly where to go. Because it was very close to where we were. It was actually the same carriage where we were when we were going down. In fact, it was easier because it was nearer the door. So it wasn't very far to go anyway. He said, yeah, I'll do that. And then when I got back, he said, yeah, you're just there now. And that was good. And then, as I say, his wife helped you, didn't she?
She did. Yep. And she waited until I got... Because I always have problems going back.
Yes.
Always. I don't know why it is, but I always have problems going back.
But you didn't that time, no.
So because she offered to help, I thought, I'll just take her up on her offer.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes we do get really nice people, and
it's
great that we got somebody.
Oh, and the fact that they
read the menu to us as well.
Yes, they did. Yes, really.
The menu, they were so good.
Yeah.
It's really great when you get that people sort of like that.
And as we always say, you don't hear that on the news.
No, you don't.
And, you know, it's not an isolated incident.
It's not.
When you come down to it, most people are basically good. I mean, we're not perfect. No one's perfect.
Well, no.
But most people, you know, if they see a need or think somebody might need help, well, they'll offer it.
That's it.
Yeah, okay, there are a few rotters about. We know that. But equally, by and large, most people are very good. If they're not quite sure what to say or what to do, you know, we'll just help them. And it's really good, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So, all part of the fun of going on our train journeys, isn't
absolutely,
it?
But we love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I love trains more than you do, but...
I don't know. I'm a bit of a convert.
I think you are a bit of a convert, actually, Richard.
Yes, I think so. It's quite relaxing, just sitting there and supping and eating.
Supping and eating food and drinking tea and juices.
Yes.
What's not to like?
What's not to like? Oh, by the way, dear listener, it's a good job Amanda and I are married, because Amanda committed a crime on the train, didn't you?
Oh.
Yes, it's a crime that you have committed before, but it is a crime against Earl Grey tea, because Amanda has milk in it.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That's right. Just a very, very tiny bit.
My dad used to make me laugh because he got the name. He always got the name the wrong way around. He used to say, oh, you don't like that grey Earl tea.
I love it.
Yeah. So I've always, if I sort of hear about Earl Grey, I always think of my dad who used to call it Grey Earl.
Grey Earl. Yeah. That's brilliant.
And then,
I love
that. And then, of course, the other thing with my dad was the way he used to drink his tea.
Oh!
and I was at school. It was a domestic science lesson, and we'd made cups of tea, and I picked mine up, and I started drinking it like my dad, which was... And I got told off. And that's how my dad drinks it. And Miss Dyson said, your father is very rude. So when I went home that weekend, I said, Dad, I said, Miss Dyson says you're very rude. He said, what are you on about? I said, well, you know how you drink your tea? He said, yeah. I said, well, I was drinking that, and she said it was rude. And I said, that's how you drank it. And she said, well, it's very rude. And it was so typical. He just said, well, you'll drink my cup of tea how he wants to, and if she don't like it, it's too bad. Oh, dear.
Yeah. I don't think I would have been able to keep a straight face if I saw your dad.
No, I don't think
he said something like that.
I don't think you would.
I think I would find it very difficult not to laugh.
Yeah, quite so. Oh, dear. So that's a little bit about what we've been getting up to. And, we hope that you found it interesting, and maybe you even had a bit of a giggle.
Yes.
We like a good giggle, don't we?
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so. Yes, very good. That's all I have for you this time. I hope you've enjoyed something on here, and I look forward to being with you again next month. And until then, when I stop speaking, if you are listening on a USB stick sent through the post, please turn your machine off, take the stick out, put it in the wallet in which it came, zip the zip across so that the stick won't fall out, turn the label if you haven't already done so, so that the cut corner is facing the opposite way from when it arrived, then get it popped in the post when you can. It'll come back to us in Heathfield for reuse. And thank you very much for your help with that. It does help a great deal if you can get your sticks returned to us. And if you've got any problems doing that, please ring the studio. Thank you very much. And until next month, from me and Amanda, it is all the best and goodbye.